And right now it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented as always by Community Works, thrift shops in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and they are now back to accepting donations at the Chapel Hill thrift shop at 99 South Elliott Road. Donations self-serve in this case, and their bins are ready Friday and Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday noon to 4. And coming up this Friday, the Carrboro Donation Center will also be back open with those exact same hours. Visit communityworksnc.org to sign up for their newsletter, and that's works with an X, communityworksnc.org, and stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks as they phase in their gradual reopening. Joined in the studio for Kids Q by Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Lewis, both of 97.9 The Hill fame, and the co-hosts of this weekend's Chapelboro Prom, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, we got that going for us, which is nice.
Nice.
It is. I'm actually excited to be hosting the Chapelboro Prom. I didn't go to my prom.
Yeah, this is the first time either one of us have been to. Oh, my.
None of us.
Three amigos.
Yeah.
None of us went to the prom.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not even going to this one because y'all are hosting it. So I'm just going to have to be like standing on the outside.
You can listen on 97.9 The Hill.
Oh, that's right. I can.
Yes.
And chapelboro.com. Yeah. Cool. So what are plans for that? Like, what are you guys going to do?
We have stories and a few surprises.
Like
we got
it.
A playlist full of songs.
I like it.
I think I'm going to try and look up some of the craziest prom stories a la Florida Man. I don't know. I think our plan is mostly to wing it because that's sort of what we do.
That's as it should be, I think, with prom too anywhere, right? Because I think the standard MO with prom is whatever you plan just goes awry immediately,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So don't plan anything and then your plans won't go awry.
We're trying to figure out how to sneak booze in where we're not caught by the teachers.
No plan survives first contact with the punch bowl.
No.
Yeah. Definitely announcing that's your strategy on the air 3 days before the prom is a good approach to
so
it.
So maybe I'll sneak it in tomorrow.
AJ was never good at secrets. Oh, the old Shawshank.
Spoiler alert. Okay, are we ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
I think it's okay to spoil Shawshank by this point.
Maybe. I mean, there's some people out there who probably haven't. Also saying sneaking booze in 2 days early a la Shawshank is not really that much of a spoiler.
Like, I don't remember that scene in the film.
Well, there was a sneaking stuff in early scene, and there was a booze scene, but they were not the
together.
Same scene. Yeah.
All right. That's where they went wrong.
Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. Is it better to have older siblings or younger siblings? And as an only child, I'm just going to say no.
None of the above.
None.
Is it better to have older siblings or younger siblings? No, I'm good.
Well, let's see, because me and Victor, we are both elder siblings.
Yes, I am the eldest, which is why I would think that it is probably better to have older siblings. Speaking from my siblings' point of view, I would like to think that I offered a great deal of assistance and continue to do so.
So what you're saying right now is that you were a better sibling than they were.
That is your job as the elder sibling.
Yes.
Your job is to be the better, bigger person, literally and figuratively.
Figuratively, yeah.
All right.
You are there to help.
I think it's better to have younger siblings because then there's someone there to fade the heat when you screw up.
That is also true.
It's also true, yeah.
I did get a lot of heat pulled off me, thanks to my little sister.
I've had surrogate older siblings and surrogate younger siblings, like people in my life who I consider to be like older brothers or younger brothers, and like there's advantages and disadvantages to both, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
You miss a little bit by not having an older sibling. You miss a little bit by not having a younger sibling.
I think most of it is wrapped up in the experience of growing up in the house.
Yes.
Same house with another person, often sharing rooms. Thank God I didn't have to share a room with my little sister at any point. I feel like that probably would have driven me insane. And I feel for everyone that has had to share a living space with their sibling.
Did you ever have to?
Nope.
Oh, that's good. Did you find that your relationship with your siblings changed? Like,
completely.
Yes.
Like, between childhood and adulthood, it's a completely different thing, right?
Yeah.
We were super close as kids, and we really were at odds for most of her middle school / early high school career.
Well, don't worry. That was the same relationship she had with your parents, so.
Yeah. Lots of fighting, not really wanting to see each other's faces during daylight hours. But yeah.
Or at all.
Once I went to college, I feel like Meredith kind of figured out that she missed having me around, which is rad. Also, same. I also really missed my little sister.
Yeah.
And after that, we've been pretty close ever since, which is pretty awesome.
Cool.
I mean, I would say my experience was probably pretty much the same. You know, you're closer growing up when you're younger because if you're around the age of 10 or so, and you're playing, say, when you're off from school or something, mm-hmm. hey, you've got a playmate that just lives in the house with you. That's great. Well, as you get older and your interests kind of divide and separate and go their separate ways as a brother and a sister will, yeah, I think your relationship changes a little bit just due to the aging factor. And then once you're both basically adults where you've got your own fully formed opinions and wants and desires, yeah, things kind of sort of move back towards the center. But I don't know if you're ever really as close as you were as kids just because you're now two grown adults who are doing their own thing and leading their own life and have their own friends and things like that. So I definitely say there's certain points where the relationship probably sours, but it usually comes back around.
But then it eventually
comes back around.
I also just really like being the elder sibling.
Yeah.
I think that is a role that I pretty naturally fall into. Although, of course, I would think that because I have no other experience to compare it to.
Well, see, this leads into my theory that there are, like, people who are, like, older siblings because they have younger siblings and younger siblings because they have, like, the family relationship that they occupy. But I think there are also people who are just naturally older siblings. Like, I think older brother and younger brother and older sister and younger sister are also personality types.
Mm-hmm.
Like the maturity level.
Yeah, it's the maturity level, and it's also just kind of the way that you experience the world and the way that you interact with. Like, I think of myself as kind of a natural younger brother.
Mm.
I also think of you as kind of a natural younger brother. Like,
that's
I think you
just
and I are kind
I'm
of
insane.
Yes, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
And we all know where I stand. I just got Leaf Guard gutters installed on my house.
You are no longer an older brother. You are like a straight
really
up
hard.
Dad at this
point. He's been
point.
Working really hard on the drainage issues in his yard.
No.
Brent has been doing most of that. But yeah.
Yeah, wow. But then you just like flip your hoodie as if you were wearing
you
a
sweater
vest.
You got your significant other to work on the drainage issues, and you're proud of that.
You are getting older every
day. No, that's a very older sibling thing. I got the other one to do the work.
Yeah. This is good. Hey, if you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.